Well, welcome to another special edition of our Getting to Know series. I'm very grateful to be joined by a man who's not enjoying this weather, just like me, Niall Meeks, Flint Town United manager. A very happy manager at the moment, I guess, Niall. It's been a bit of a whirlwind few weeks for you.
Yeah, it has, to be fair. Sort of a difficult circumstance. We didn't know where, sort of what league we'd be playing in. But for Flint Town United Football Club, really, because it's been a sort of a long time coming and a long wait, and I know everyone's really over the moon at the club. So yeah, fantastic.
And what have those few weeks been like waiting to know whether you'd be going up or whether you'd be staying where you are? I mean, it's hard to prepare, I imagine.
Yeah, that was it. I had sort of a chat with the chairman, and we just discussed like whether. So I said I can't be getting left behind here. We need to sort of plan one way or the other. So we sort of began to plan as if we were going to become a Welsh Prem club, because everything sort of was heading towards that way. We planned as a Welsh Prem club, and luckily it paid off. And I've just said if we don't, then I'll deal with that situation when it comes, really. So yeah, we've been fortunate in that aspect.
And how odd is it in the circumstances to be promoted? Because obviously, you know, it's weird the way it happens, I guess. You know, where one team wins the league, I guess, and obviously doesn't go up for licensing reasons. So how do you deal with that?
I've got a lot of friends within Preston in town, so I congratulated them on their success. But as you said, it's out of our control what happens sort of off the pitch. And I can only say, give credit to our football club, the fact that we've gained the licence, I think might be three, maybe four seasons on the bounce now. So it's a massive credit to our club and where sort of we're progressing as a football club. To think, like I said, it's been 22 years since the club has been in the Welsh Premier League, or the top flight, if you like. And all I can say is we just take massive pride in 22 years since Flint have been in it. So now two consecutive second places as well. So to say we don't deserve it would be a bit harsh. And in any other given league, really, second place would either promote you or give you at least a playoff. It's just that obviously the Cymru North is such a difficult league to get out of. But no, I can only give our club and our players and staff and things credit. And see, I understand Prestatyn's frustrations, but that's completely out of our control.
And just to look at, I mean, yourself more than anything, I mean, the point of these podcasts is obviously to get to know personalities and individuals within our game. And I mean, I think you were 22 when you fully committed yourself to your coaching journey. I mean, yeah, if someone had said to you back then, here, Niall, look how the next 8 years or however is going to go, would you have believed the story that it was going to happen?
No, probably not, to be fair. I always back myself without sounding sort of cocky, do you know what I mean? I'm confident in myself and what I do. I believe I'm good at what I do. But no, I wouldn't have expected it, to be fair. And I've been lucky in the circumstance of that I've sort of worked to get the opportunities, but I've been given them. You know, in football, sometimes if you don't get the opportunity, then you'll never get to sort of the level that you need, and try and take them with both hands, really. And yeah, sort of it's been a sort of bit of a journey, to be fair. And like you said, it feels like a long time, but it's probably not. I'm happy, and I'm happy with the way everything's progressing, to be fair.
And to go to your first opportunity in senior management with RIL, obviously it was an opportunity that you took with great pride. But if I remember correctly, you didn't actually apply for the job, did you? You were the academy director at the time, and you were offered it.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, so I was youth team manager, and it come out, well, academy director and youth team manager, and it come out the blue. I was sort of just sort of learning the trade, if you like. I'd just started going sort of with the first team that season. Gaz Owen, it was, who'd invited me to come along with them, and I was delighted with that. And obviously, it was great. I was learning things and stuff, and then yeah, it just come out of the blue that obviously Gaz was going to leave. I think, if I'm honest with you, there was another manager lined up, but I don't think they went through with it. I don't think he ended up getting the role, and then it was sort of, well, it was a difficult position they were in anyway to survive, and maybe they thought, let's give it to Niall and maybe save a bit of money, as well as daft as that sounds, and give him the opportunity. So thank you to obviously Real Football Club for doing that.
And given the club meant so much to you, and I think you were only 24 at the time.
Yeah.
How do you deal with the emotions, the excitement, the pressure and so on at that age?
Yeah, it was obviously quite tough. It was sort of new experiences. I sort of thrive off it, though. I quite like pressure sometimes. I think it's good, do you know what I mean? It makes you sort of push yourself to your limits and stuff. It was tough, don't get me wrong, on family and stuff like that, because you're coming home, and when I lose a game, you can't speak to me for sort of, well, you can, but I'm not listening. It's just going in one out the other, and I'm thinking about how someone missed a chance the day before, or how we let a silly goal in like that. So, it was difficult, but again, I wouldn't change it, and that's why I'm in this industry, to be honest. I love it, and football's a massive passion of mine.
And what, when you look back on those first days in senior management, what do you think you learned more than anything about what it takes to do the job?
I think the biggest thing I was looking at is you could be naive. I was naive at the time in terms of like sort of people contacting you and people you speak to and stuff like that. And I think the biggest thing I've learned is getting to know personalities, especially on recruitment side of things in terms of players, but also in people you trust. Is not in football, you probably know, there's not many people you can trust, to be honest with you. And it's important that, getting to know personalities and people, and just looking after yourself and your football club and your team was sort of something that I felt that I maybe didn't do at times. You go and ask different people about different systems or management or style, and then at the end of the day, sometimes you're competing with them people, so they're not going to want to give all their secrets and things away. So that would be the biggest one. I think I was quite naive in terms of like not getting to know the personality of people more so with so important, and something I've really focused on in this window.
And in terms of, you know, the situation Real were in at the time, you know, they were sort of struggling a little bit when you went in, and then obviously the season after you picked up some really good results. I think you beat Airbus, Cardiff Met. I think you beat Bala as well. You had a great start against TNS at the home game. I think Carl Lamb scored after 20 seconds or something. It was picking up. You know, there was some good performances in there.
Yeah, definitely. It was a case of I've had the scene sort of what I know now. It's not a job many would have took, if I'm honest with you, in terms of what was there. But they would if they were passionate and believed in themselves, and I did at the time. And like I've said it back then, I think we had two players left, and it was Rob Hughes and Mike Walsh. So that I had to build a sort of brand new team in the space of a pre-season, and then put it out on a field and compete in the highest level of Welsh football with relatively difficult circumstances, if you like. So if you looked at it, I'm sure there was over 10 players that never played in the league before, if not more. There was lads that had come from sort of three leagues below. We had a good side, and I felt we just couldn't get a level of consistency. It took we would go, like you said, we'd beat a Bala 2-0, but then we'd go away to Carmarthen and lose 5-0 because some players weren't available and stuff like that. And I'm strongly stick by it now. I feel if we had the January time when we did, because I think we were 7th or 8th at the time, 8th I think it was, we just played Llandudno. I think we drew 2-2 and we were 2-1 up, and they scored in the last 5 minutes. And I felt if we hadn't lost them, and my recruitment was poor in terms of certain players in that January window, and we didn't get the right replacements. And yeah, I felt if we did, I'm not saying they were the only two players that got us there, but they were quite important to what we were doing. And I felt if we would have hung on to them, and I'd have been a bit more streetwise in terms of my loaded it with too many players and stuff, then I think we'd have survived that season, and that would have been close to a miracle with what we had, like I said.
But you must look back on that experience with huge sort of gratitude in a way, not necessarily for being given the opportunity, because you worked for it and you earned it, but for what it taught you about yourself and about the game as well as a young man.
Yeah, definitely. I think for like the age 24, 25, I think sort of when you get relegated, it takes sort of a lot of character and strength to actually come back, because I did debate at times. I got offered some youth team roles, and you do think, well, is that a better option and stuff? But it wasn't. I just felt once I'd had a taste of it that I want to be involved in the senior game. I want to be a manager. I don't care how young I am. I want to get back on that as quickly as possible. And obviously getting that opportunity from Flint was, just a breath of fresh air, really. And it made me sort of have a second chance to prove people that sort of I am. But like I said, I believe I'm good at what I do, and had a chance to sort of try and prove people right that maybe didn't believe in me after my time at Real.
And what are 3 years you've had at Flint as well? I mean, I think it's been constant progress, really, in the time you've been there. You won the Hughes Grey Alliance Cup for the first time in your first season, I think, and then obviously you finished second twice since, and you've been promoted now. So it's been a constant progression at the club, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Obviously, I think that's what people maybe don't see. Like when I first went in there, we were actually 11th in the Hughes Grey Alliance. And we could, to be fair, we were in a bit of a relegation battle. As daft as it sounds, we were, because I remember going in the first game, I went away to Gresford, and I think I'd done one session previously. And you looked on paper and I thought, there's a lot of good players here. This could be quite simple to turn it round. And then I went and sort of managed that first game, and I thought, wow, there's a lot to do. And then build and brought only two or three faces in, and just gave the team more of a structure and becoming hard to beat, a little bit more horrible, if you like. And I think we finished eighth in the end, and then we progressed onto that League Cup. And I think that was important because it started to show progress, and it was a great day for the club. We went and won on penalties against Gresford, which was massive. And it just showed, it kept everyone sort of that buzz still when we did that. And then going into the second season then, I knew there was a lot of changes that needed to be made, and we made them. I think we kept sort of brought eight or nine in, and we had a fantastic season, finishing second. But again, Airbus were just that little bit too good that season. I think they'd built sort of 12 months prior to us, and they were ready. And we just fell away. Same again this year, really. We obviously built on that runners-up spot. We felt the team this year was stronger than the previous league season, sorry. But then the league got stronger again, and obviously Prestatyn sort of built a really strong side. I think they signed five lads that had dropped out of the Welsh Prem to play for them. So it was difficult to compete. And again, we were close, I think, as daft as it sounds, 16 points. But so we had two games in hand that would have brought that down. And we actually had, when you look at it, without sounding disrespectful, we had three games left against the sort of bottom two that we had. One of them we hadn't even played yet. And I think our running was a little bit easier. No doubt they were still going to comfortably win the league. But I don't think when people say sort of 16 points, it would have never finished like that. You'd have probably been looking at maybe 7 or 8, which is still a big difference, which they deserve. But I just don't think, like, some people are looking at it like we were completely miles away, and I don't think we were. The three games we played, and they etched it by a goal. They were great games, and rightly some massive amounts of difference between the two sides. But yeah, it was just a case of they maybe had that little bit more experience and quality within the season, and yeah, that they won the league, and like I said, it's deservedly so.
And as someone who's been in the Welsh Prem with a side that you've had to build up and try and compete with, you've done the same with Flint now, and you've competed so well that you've managed to get promoted. How competitive is the Cumbria North, in your opinion, though, given that you've experienced both leagues?
Yeah, it is. To be fair, that when I came out at Real, I think I was basically told, and I'll be straight with you, I was told you have to win the league. And again, it was completely unrealistic to the teams like Carnarvon and teams like that at the time. It was completely unrealistic, because what I had to do is build pretty much a brand new team again, because we dropped out the league, and lads that had done well, wanted the better ones, wanted to stay in the Welsh Premier League. So it was like another rebuild. The resources weren't fantastic, without sounding disrespectful. So I began to sort of learn the league. I managed 8 games and we'd lost 1, but we drew 5. I was trying to sort of build into finding that, because it's a completely different league, and sort of getting the going away from home, trying to see games out and trying to get the balance of style of play. Some places you can't play great football, you can't play up and about, you can't play through. You've got to be a little bit more horrible and direct and second balls and stuff. And it was a case of learning it. And obviously that first 12 months from Rhyl to Flint, I did that. And as I said, within the next season, we finished runners up. And then again, the following season, so you could see the progress was there. And what I'm so excited about this time around is I'm going into the Welsh Prem, having worked 12 months in it. And I'm probably going into it in a, well, I know for a fact we've got a group of players we've got that will be able to compete. And once I put, like you said, the pre-season together and our spin, and I can work with this group of players, I'm confident we'll do really well.
And we mentioned it before we started recording. Obviously, you work on developing players in your spare time. You know, that's your career, I guess, it is as well. So how much does that help you? Obviously, these are men, these are senior players who have played the game anyway, but how does it help you in terms of developing the players that you've got, rather than just getting them to play together? You can actually work on developing them as players as well.
Especially for sort of, you say you're 18 to maybe 26, 27s. I know everyone's still learning. I think I read something recently about Mike Wilde and George Horan, how Jock had brought their game on so much at sort of where they're coming, not to the end, but they're older players, and how much he turned their game around. So I think it can take effect in any player. But yeah, I think it's important, because when you sign, if I was a player now and I signed for a football club, I wouldn't just be looking at what I can offer to the team. I'd be wanting to improve myself. So you want to go into an environment where you know the manager or the coaching staff and can improve you as a player. So I think, yeah, it's vitally important. And personality is a big one, getting to know the player, getting them to trust you. But obviously then from that, being able to educate them and give them things that maybe you believe can improve their game, and in a good one that can do that. And a lot is confidence, being able to bring confidence out in players, especially younger players. I'm one that you probably know, I've given a lot of chance to young players and chances, and that's down to letting them go express themselves and giving them that opportunities. And I think when you do that, they repay you in the long run in terms of what they give to you. So, I think it's so important that you don't just sort of develop your team, you develop individuals as well for then their career path as well. I think that's important.
And as a young manager, have there been anyone in particular that sort of guided you, has helped teach you the ropes? I mean, obviously you've got your family and stuff. I know you're very close with your father and so on. He was a big influence at Rhyl.
Obviously my dad, I speak to quite a bit, but again, he was more of a coaching role, so that gives that. But yeah, in terms of management, I wouldn't say I've actually had a go-to person, to be honest. A lot of it's sort of experience that I'm sort of having and learning myself, really, and trying. I'd say this to anyone, though. I know a lot of people like to have sort of someone they can sort of have a guide and can then learn from and put their own spin on things. But I think getting thrown in at the deep end and being out and hands-on and having to go in and do it, I think you learn a lot more. Don't get me wrong, I do speak to people in terms of little bits of advice, but I wouldn't say there's someone that I'd actually sort of mentored me, if you like. Obviously the Welsh FA, you can say we learn a lot when we go on the courses and things like that, but in terms of an individual, my main role model and the person I would, and it, again, I talked earlier about trusting football, and I don't think it's easy to come by, so, and I know in my dad, so yeah, he would be my role model person. If I wanted advice, I'd go to, yeah.
And in terms of looking around, you know, other managers, other clubs, people you've come up against, particularly in the Cymru North, I guess, is there anyone that stands out for you that you've looked at and thought, oh, I'm impressed by them? Or
Yeah, I think the obvious ones really, and there's a few that I've got a lot of respect for. And obviously the Welsh Premier League with Andy Morrison's the first one that most people would talk about. I think he's ready now to go on to bigger things. I think Craig Harrison the same. Hughie Griffiths is one. I played for Hughie, believe it or not, at Wrexham when I was younger, and he was actually went growing up when I. You'd go back and talk about your coaches. He was one of my favourite because he knew how to get the best out of me as a player. So I can imagine he does the same. So yeah, there's a lot. You can't not call him. What he's done has been fantastic for that club. So there's so many that I've got respect for in that aspect. I think if you go into the Cymru North, I think Gillsfield have been a fantastic outfit. And Bernie, what they're doing there, and Nathan Leonard, I think it is, that's been and gone. They're sort of been a great asset to the league, and again, they're probably on limited resources, but they're doing things their way, and they've been great. I think Hoggy's doing good jobs at Colwyn Bay, so yeah, there's a number of managers within the league that are doing really well. So yeah, I respect everyone I come up against. I don't fear them, but I always respect them. And
okay, and looking ahead, you've obviously had 3 years now with the club. I mean, what would you like the next 3 years to look like, do you think?
I think sustainability is important now. As I said, 22 years is a very long time. So from our point of view, the club, the last thing they want to do is come straight back down and have to start again. Do you know what I mean? So I think sustaining ourselves and establishing ourselves as a Welsh Premier League club, getting to know how things work, not just on the pitch but off the pitch as well, how sort of to manage the club, and yeah, just sustaining ourselves over the next couple of seasons, and then obviously really looking to kick on. But again, from my point of view as a manager, I'm not going to say to my players that, right guys, this is a tricky league, it's a tough league, we all know that. I'm going to go about it as, listen, we want to win games of football. So whoever comes up in front of us, our aim and our ambition is to beat that team. And each week, that's how it will sort of be. So, yeah, I know a lot of people will say, I'll come into the league and just survive. That will be our aim. But if I say that to my players, they're not going to want that. They're going to want it more. And I want more. So it'll be about winning games of football.
And it's a statement to sign Rob to the team, isn't it? I mean, he's a player who should have been in the Welsh Premier League last year. It's a statement to bring him in.
I think on his day, he's one of the best in the league. It's a big statement to make, but I do think he's a real talent. He's got he's learnt a lot going abroad and obviously playing at Nomads and stuff as well. I think he's learnt from the earlier days when he played under myself. But yeah, he's a great talent. I've known that I went to school with him and stuff, so I've known him for a long, long time. So sometimes that has its effect in football, and I'm just in a number of clubs. But yeah, I'm just delighted that he's chose to come in with us, and I'm looking forward to working with him again. And like I said, I think I can make him better, keep improving him. But yeah, he's a real talent that can win games of football on his own sometimes with a moment of magic.
And just finally, I guess, obviously you're a young manager, you're a young man in football and on the touchline anyway. You've inspired a lot of people, I'd imagine, by doing what you've done. If anyone listens to this or watches this or anything afterwards, what would your message be to sort of young coaches who are looking to just give it a go like you have?
Take the chance would be the biggest one. Don't fear or be worried about anything, because If you don't take something, you'll never know. Like, don't fear that you could fail, because if you don't try, you've already failed. It's as simple as that. So that would be the biggest one. And you'll be surprised being thrown in at the deep end. Like I said, you learn so much more being out there and hands-on. So even if, like, look at my experience, that first 12 months, people will see that as a failure. I didn't, but a lot of people will. You're relegated in your first year. But it's about how you manage that and deal with it, and obviously come back stronger. But what's the worst that can happen? Everyone's going to fail. It's as simple as that. And even the top level, no matter what you do in life, you will fail and you'll be bad at something. So, yeah, if anyone that's watching, give it a go. If you believe in yourself, then stick by that. And, yeah, that's at any walk of life, not just in football, really.
No, well, look, I'm really glad we got a chance to have a chat, and congratulations once again on your success, on the journey you've had. It's been really good to watch, and the exciting thing is you've got so many years ahead of you to continue to do more. So, yeah, I look forward to seeing you next season, and thank you very much again.
No, I really appreciate your time, mate, and thanks for inviting me on here. It's a pleasure, mate, and look forward to working with you again this year.